Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Why would anyone think that our corrupt government sees communist China as an enemy? They have been close partners for over 50 years. In 1971, after Mao Zedong spent years calling for the invasion of America, Henry Kissinger, acting as President Nixon's special representative, secretly traveled to Beijing to open business relations with the CCP. George H.W. Bush then went to China as the director of the U.S. Liaison Office and paved the way for multinational outsourcing of America's labor markets. Fast forward to 2001, the inside job of taking down the Twin Towers accomplished many things for the corrupt U.S. government. It was the Pearl Harbor event that the neocons wrote they needed to launch their plan for a new American century. It was the catalyst for the Patriot Act, which is being used today to target American patriots. And it was a way to account for trillions of missing dollars. On the afternoon of September 10, 2001, U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld announced that the Pentagon was unable to account for $2.3 trillion.
The technology revolution has transformed organizations across the private sector. But not ours, not fully. Not yet. We are, as they say, tangled in our anchor chain. Our financial systems are decades old. According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
The very next day, on 9/11, the Pentagon's budget offices took a direct hit and was destroyed. The markets closed for 2 weeks. Banks all across the nation were closed, and the missing $2.3 trillion was forgotten. With overwhelming evidence of 9/11 being a series of controlled demolitions, the debris and wreckage from the felled towers was not investigated. Instead, it was immediately shipped off to China. And on December 11th of that same year, China became a member of the World Trade Organization. Having been given favorable trading status by the U.S., the CCP was virtually exempt from violating human rights violations. And millions of Americans began losing their jobs as manufacturing was outsourced to CCP slave labor factories. Fast forward to the current era. Our government worked with the communist Chinese to weaponize COVID-19 and to further destabilize the American economy with forced lockdowns and deadly experimental vaccines that are still killing people to this day, including children. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics desperately publishes a fake jobs report claiming over 500,000 jobs when the actual numbers are more like 80,000. The housing market is collapsing. 41% of small businesses can't pay their rent. The U.S. debt is at $31 trillion. The Federal Reserve Bank is backed into a corner, and the crooked U.S. government needs another 9/11. And right on cue, a giant balloon, big enough to be seen by all, slowly creeps across the American skies. The average American is now talking about EMPs. Our government's partner, the CCP, takes credit, and a new bin Laden is born. The stage is now set for an EMP attack so that the banks have an excuse to close, steal the rest of America's wealth, making way for the CCP's digital yuan to become the new world reserve currency.
They are probing us everywhere, Martha. They're probing us in the Pacific with their fighter aircraft. We had a close incident not too many weeks ago. They're probing us in our home by putting propaganda on TikTok, poisoning our children. They're working in our schools and universities. This is just another example of the Chinese Communist Party's aggression.
Why would anyone think that our government is enemies with the communist Chinese? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're live. It's February 8th on this Wednesday edition, 2023. And Greg Reese is absolutely right. The globalists need a new 9/11.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
It's Wednesday, February 2023.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the New World Order and all the horrible things it's done to us and all the even more terrible things it's got planned for us is out in the open. Well, I did not watch the State of the Union by the puppet president last night live, but I got up at about 4 a.m. and I did watch it. And all I can say is, what a psyop Biden is, putting a geriatric person with serious cognitive decline in the presidency and then walking him out there to act like the ringleader at a legendary clown show. And obviously we got a bunch of clips of it, and we can laugh at it, but the joke's on us, really, at the end of the day, that this is what they've done to us, this is what they've installed, this is how they're trying to sabotage civilization. Now, we're going to be going over that. We're going to be going over the rollout of the cashless society and some big new UN developments and how they plan to roll it out here and around different parts of the world. We have Elon Musk coming out and saying it's not supposed to be real. Elon Musk highlights 20-year-old video game, Deus Ex, that predicted a globalist takeover. And what's interesting about this is the video game, and I guess several different versions, was produced and made in Austin, became a big underground hit. I remember talking 16 years ago or so to the makers of it. They were talking to me about being in another version, but I never really paid attention. It never really happened. But what's interesting is Elon Musk says, everybody else can come back on Twitter, but I can't. I'm the most evil person in the world ever because of the misrepresentations of the media of me questioning a mass shooting. But then he basically is becoming the new Alex Jones with hundreds of billions of dollars. So I'm in a paradox. I like a lot of the things Elon Musk is doing, but it's very, very strange to watch him hail a video game that the makers of which, you can pull this up, type in Alex Jones, Deus Ex. You can read articles with them 20 years ago saying it's inspired by a lot of people, but mainly Alex Jones. And then to see Elon Musk hailing the game, but saying that the person that inspired the game is bad. Kind of feels like my identity is being taken or something. Because the media misrepresents who I am and what I stand for and what I've really said and creates a caricature. But then my work of over 28 years is everywhere and having a great effect thanks to listeners and viewers that supported the broadcast and magnified the message and the information I had to put out. But to talk about the effect we've had together, it cannot be overestimated, and it's been God working through us, so thank God for that. We've got really important poison COVID shot news. I say it every day, really. Every day the news just gets bigger. Who can deny that? Victory. California quietly drops COVID-19 vaccine mandate for school children. And then we'll go into the rest of the story. Thailand demand Pfizer after the princess falls into coma following booster jab. the most vaccine-hesitant group of all PhDs with medical degrees. Those stupid medical people not wanting to take it. Microcarditis after mRNA vaccines explodes. 9 out of 10 microcarditis cases now confirmed, connected to the shot. But don't worry, the Associated Press, the U.S. military intelligence, have joined forces to discredit anyone who is pointing that out. That is the illegal PSYOP going on. And in Canada, it's passed the Senate and their parliament to have the government with PSYOP groups from their military control what you can see in live time, officially bringing them into 1984. We also have confirmed reports now that the Pentagon did know of several Chinese balloons that went over the country, and the media said Trump did nothing. They made the decision not to tell President Trump. So not his fault, their treasonous fault, as they set that precedent. Absolutely incredible. We have a lot of race war brainwashing news that I want to talk about today, just as they turned women against men in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s with CIA-run Gloria Steinem. Look it up, CIA ran an operation to turn women against men and men against women. It's the same type of PSYOP going on now, and they're running news pieces around the country saying that if the school lunch program serves children that happen to be black chicken, fried chicken, it's racist. Well, then eat some bugs. I'm sure that's better. Just the way they take everything and weaponize it, ladies and gentlemen. That, oh, it's a weird northern trope, I guess, for northerners. Nothing against northerners that never really ate fried chicken to think, oh, black people are moving up here and they eat fried chicken. They're weird. That's just a southern dish, ladies and gentlemen. But again, this is the black children. It's horrible. They served us fried chicken on the menu during Black History Month. We know it's a secret attack. Don't worry. They'll be feeding you bugs quick enough. You won't have to complain about fried chicken anymore. But it gets even worse. On the fruit menu of strawberries and grapes was also watermelon. Oh, my goodness. And it gets even worse. Baked beans and a banana. You know, it's funny. When I saw that menu, I had been at a brunch with my wife and five-year-old daughter 2 weeks ago. And my daughter, when she went through the brunch line with all the dozens of choices, she chose fried chicken, waffles, and watermelon, which, you know, my five-year-old daughter did it to be mean to black people. She didn't want to eat waffles. She didn't want to eat fried chicken. She didn't want a piece of watermelon and grapes. No, ladies and gentlemen, she too was channeling Adolf Hitler. Meanwhile, they're injecting children of every color with deadly poison that destroys their fertility and massively increases their chances of cardiovascular disease. But that's liberal and loving. That's brought to you by Pfizer during the Satanic Grammys. That's okay. So we got a big stack. That's just one of the articles. I've got one of the newscasts about just the terribleness of the school. They're so sorry they were insensitive that they gave the school that's has black students in it fried chicken. It's just, folks, I'm calling on grocery stores in Austin, like HEB, to stop selling fried chicken at their counter because it's popular, but it's secretly racist too. And they sell watermelons in the produce department. And you can buy waffle mix too. See, man, this dog whistle of racism is everywhere. I call for banning watermelon. I call for banning fried chicken and baked beans. And just anything black people have ever eaten in their life, it's got to be banned right now. And again, that sounds ridiculous. This is ridiculous. But that's the level of mind control. Well, they take all of our rights, put us all into slavery. Big government, the media, Disney, I've got the articles, are all promoting this. And you've got these hypersensitive, angry black people out there. The majority of black folks aren't buying into it. But, I mean, we do see the folks on the news and the reports and just everywhere. Really entitled, angry black people, particularly young black people, attacking their servers, attacking anybody, believing they've been slighted in any way. And this is how they put a chip on people's shoulders. That's why I've got all these 40, 50, 60-year-old, 70-year-old feminist women who are dying alone at home with their cats because they were taught to hate men and never be around men. Now, by the time they get 45 or 50, they start desperately trying to get a man, but they can't. So they die alone. Mission completed. And it's the same thing. They're trying to handicap black people by putting chips on their shoulders so they act completely out of control, like everybody's out to get them, and then they can't work with anybody because they're so screwed up. This is how you bring down a society. And then they've got the five-year-olds being taught they're really a girl and they're a boy and vice versa. That's meant to sabotage society. The fentanyl's meant to sabotage society. Cutting off the energy's meant to sabotage society. And look, I know the listeners of this show know that, but we got to reach out to all these people under mind control and say, listen, you're being jacked with really hard here so that you'll be a complete loser and dependent on a system that wants to kill your ass. So we've got that news as well. So much more. This is going to be a big broadcast today. And I've cleared the deck of guests. We're going to take hour after hour of your amazing phone calls as well. I'll give the number out soon. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
For a clown country. Puppet president installed by the NWO. Joe Biden last night in the stumbling, bumbling, lying diatribe that was the State of the Union. State of the Union crashing and burning under the treads of the globalist onslaught.
No mistake. If you try anything to raise the cost of presidential jobs, I will veto it.
I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed and beyond that. We're going to need it. Production.
So a cashier at a burger place can't walk across town and take the same job at another burger place and make a few bucks more. It just changed. But they just changed it because we exposed it. That was part of the deal, guys. Look it up. But not anymore.
Fast food restaurants have never had non-competes. It's another total lie. I mean, there's hundreds of these clips. We could just start the thing at the start and spend the whole show playing clips and commenting on it. State of disunion. Dems celebrate. Republican jeers. 72% approve of the speech. Yeah, and what alternate universe over there at the Drudge Report? Whatever happened to poor old Drudge Report? Now, continuing here. Let's play clip 7 that's quite a whopper. 2 years ago, COVID had shut down our businesses, closed our schools, and robbed us of so much. Today, COVID no longer controls our lives. Let's analyze that 11-second clip before I play it. 2 years ago, it was actually 3 years ago, the hysteria, the Chinese PSYOP, the big tech PSYOP, working with the actual Pentagon and foreign defense ministries, created fear on purpose of a virus that was about as dangerous as the flu to then roll out a shot that is way, 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 way more dangerous on record. So it was the globalists that robbed us of our freedom and put masks on our kids and pushed poison shots on the public and starved the third world to death in 2 years of lockdowns under the IMF and World Bank. But, oh, here he is now. We've now defeated COVID. We're now out of it because the public woke up to the power grab and said no to the shots and yes to therapeutics. Here's the clip.
2 years ago, COVID had shut down. Our businesses were closed. Our schools were robbed of so much. And today, COVID no longer controls our lives.
He went on to say he'd saved us. Wow. And it just goes on. It just goes on from there. I mean, I don't know how much of this we should really, really play here. Let's play clip 12. Let's have the real president, whether you love him or hate him, he really did win re-election, and he really did piss off the New World Order. Here's Trump's response to the state of the so-called union.
Here's the real state of the union. Over the past 2 years, under Biden, millions and millions of illegal aliens from 160 different countries have stormed across our southern border. Drug cartels are now raking in billions of dollars from smuggling poison to kill our people and to kill our children. Savage killers, rapists, and violent criminals are being released from jail to continue their crime wave. And under Biden, the murder rate has reached the highest in the history of our country. Biden and the radical Democrats have wasted trillions of dollars and caused the worst inflation in half a century. Real wages are down 21 months in a row. Gas prices have soared and are now going up much higher than even before. And the typical American family is paying $2,200 in increased energy and food costs each year. Joe Biden's weaponized Justice Department, and I'm a victim of it, is persecuting his political opponents. His administration is waging war on free speech. They're trying to indoctrinate and mutilate our children. He's leading us to the brink of World War III. And on top of all of that, He's the most corrupt president in American history, and it's not even close. But the good news is we are going to reverse every single crisis, calamity, and disaster that Joe Biden has created. I am running for president to end the destruction of our country and to complete the unfinished business of making America great again. We will make our country better than ever before, and we will always put America first. Thank you.
Well, everything Trump said there is true, but he still leaves the poisonous elephant in the room, and that is the poison shots. Though he's starting to more and more back away from it, that's a good thing. I want to open the phones up for first-time callers today, at least in the first round, the first 20 or so that come in. Then after that, it's a free-for-all. On the State of the Union, on the war in Europe that's expanding, on the race baiting, on the Grammys and the Satan worship, on this latest transgender news I'm going to be getting to, on Deus Ex and the different things that Elon Musk has been saying, and so much more. So it's basically a free-for-all, any topic, any issue you want to bring up, and I would imagine you'd want to call in and comment on some of this. In fact, here's a question I'd like to get response to, if you choose to call in on this subject, is how much worse can this get with Biden? And I know they meant to demoralize us and have a puppet they could blame for their agenda, but man, this is going a lot worse than they even thought. That's why they're trying to offload him. How do you think Biden ends? How do they extricate themselves when Kamala Harris is just as bad or worse? I mean, literally mentally ill, can hardly talk. I don't think they want McCarthy in there, that he's third in line. So would they assassinate Biden and blow up Harris at the same time and then put McCarthy in? You know, my mom, a smart lady, she thinks they're going to kill Biden as a type of false flag. How do you think Biden ends? And what do you think the globalists are going to pull next? Because everywhere their agenda is falling apart. I'm going to cover when we come back the COVID news that is so incredibly important and the big developments on that front, some good news and some also very, very horrifying news. But the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We can also talk about the balloon. And so when the left said, oh, balloons flew over several times and Trump did nothing, they're now confirming that the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his Chief of Staff, formerly in the Pentagon, chose to not tell the president. So this is a big deal and shows the treason of the deep state and how they have this giant intelligence operation against us, but they never actually tell us what our real dangerous, dyed-in-the-wool enemies are doing. 877-789-2539. And we've got some great footage of MTG saying that Biden's a liar last night, yelling at him. And then also her with the gavel when she brought the State of the Union into session. So we're going to come out of break and play both those clips. But I really like MTG. She's got a lot of moxie and a lot of spunk. And, you know, so far we're seeing a lot of good stuff out of this new Congress. And I think that's because McCarthy is leading by such a small margin that Freedom Caucus, that Patriot Caucus, that America First Caucus, call it what you will, has got him on a very short leash. But I'd like to see impeachment begin against Biden right now. And Napoleon would say, don't interrupt an enemy while they're destroying themselves. Well, he's destroying us at the same time. We have responsibility to remove his damn ass. Not some clown spectacle to sit there and laugh at. It's deadly serious in my opinion.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant. But it's being proposed by individuals.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks, the idea is that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks,
the danger zone, all right. And both parties are guilty of it. The Democrats are in the lead in the guilt department. They're the ones that are just rampaging forward with out-of-control spending that is a debt default because it will make the currency insolvent very soon, if not imminently. And they're going to bring in their new global currency that I'm going to get to later that they're already preparing. We've already got loaded phone lines. I want to just start taking your phone calls. But as I mentioned, let me hit just today, this is a small smattering of it, of the COVID news. This is very good news. This is going to save a lot of lives. And these children deserve to be able to grow up and make their own decisions whether they want to soft kill and euthanize themselves. Victory. California quietly drops COVID-19 vaccine mandate for school children, but the schools are still going to try to claim it's a mandate and bully the children. So a mandate's not a law. It's a bluff. It's a fraud. And then removing the mandate that itself's a bluff, but still acting like there's a mandate, that's a bluff of a bluff of a bluff. California state leaders appear to have quietly abandoned plans to impose COVID-19 vaccine mandates for school children. California's Department of Public Health confirmed Friday that K-12 school students will no longer be required to take the experimental COVID jab to attend the classes. But how many of the little darlings already got poisoned? This is now confirmed. This is in the Thailand news. The princess took her third shot. A day later, collapsed. The blood clots in her brain in a coma. Probably will die. Now they're saying the government is going to ban the Pfizer jab. Well, the Moderna is the same thing, just four times stronger. After Thai princess falls into coma following booster jab. I wonder if a prince can come and kiss her and take her out of the deep sleep. I don't mean that as a joke. It's so sad. The most vaccine-hesitant group of all, PhDs, and of that group, it's medical doctors. So there you go. That's the Herald.com big article, big study. The most hesitant group is PhDs. Isn't that interesting? But the educated idiots, and I'm not putting you down if you have a master's, but you know what I mean, that have just been given the first couple of years of indoctrination, the first 4 years, they, with the bachelors and the masters, are the groups that are taking it the most. Extremely revealing. Hey, folks with high school are almost as smart as the PhD people are wise and are the second largest group saying no. Some college say no. So 20% are hesitant in high school. Some college, 18%. Bachelors, 11%. Masters, 8%. Professionals, 12%. And PhDs, 23.9%. And you know they took that out of a test group that's more leftist. Because the real numbers are over 80% of Americans don't trust the shot now in major polls. That is a big deal. Here's another big report. Bombshell, myocarditis, it's heart swelling, after mRNA vaccines. And it reports here in a new major study, read it for yourself, that the majority, 9 out of 10 people that are having myocarditis, it's exploded around the world where the shots are given. It's been directly linked to the injection. But the system's countering that. Associated Press and U.S. Military Intelligence, and I told you AP is CIA all the way, so it should be CIA, not Associated Press, and U.S. Military Intelligence joined forces to discredit viral hashtag died suddenly trend, even though it's insurance companies and government leaders and top statisticians at MIT and Harvard and Yale saying the same thing. Oh, don't worry, the Pentagon is going to work with the controlled media to brainwash people. Meanwhile, there's a Veritas news report out. And They just simply pulled up old articles when Obama was in office where they hailed Obama for building bioweapon labs in Ukraine 9 years ago. But the media tells you it's a fact check. Nothing exists. I said 9 years ago. It's longer than that. President Obama once visited Ukraine to unveil U.S. funding for anti-plague labs in 2005. The funding was used for security upgrades for the Soviet-era bio facilities, once used for secret bioweapons programs. We now know Hunter Biden was involved in, with Joe Biden, weaponizing viruses. But it's bipartisan evil. Here's Mike Pompeo. We'll cue this up. This user on Twitter, Huey Media, said, "I personally trust Alex Jones way more than I trust the CIA, especially when people from the CIA are on camera saying things like this." Here's Pompeo bragging about special classes and how to lie. Here it is.
What's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses.
But of course, you don't even need people to lie when they're just willing participants and just believe whatever they're told and have Stockholm syndrome. That's why statistically, and they'll teach you this in advertising class, women are more trusting. Now, some of the smartest and wisest and canny people I know are women. I'm not saying women aren't some of the shrewdest people out there. But I'm saying on average, any woman will tell you that shrewd women are very, very gullible compared to men. And men are incredibly gullible too, but I'm just saying the whole system's targeting women because women want to work with the system and they don't want to believe they're being hurt. They don't want to believe they're in a scam or an abusive relationship with a government or corporation. So they have as their spokespersons women in lab coats, women in medical coats, women in pharmacy outfits, saying, oh, it's totally safe for women to take this experimental, untested shot that we now have the New England Medical Journal a year ago saying, oh, my God, 84% increase in miscarriages in the first two trimesters, something like an 18% in the third. I mean, it's been devastating. And the actuaries show from the insurance companies, the medical reports, record stillbirths and miscarriages, and they're giving you an experimental shot directly linked to it. But, oh, they're still out there at Walgreens. She was told to do this by the PR department. She doesn't know. She hasn't researched. All the other drugs she's got are approved, did have research background. Sometimes they fudge it. Sometimes it's a lie, like Vioxx or Oxycontin. But still, she knows, well, I went to school. Of course it's approved. It's safe. It's good. No, it wasn't. Here she is.
If you're pregnant like me and worried about getting your COVID-19 booster, I totally get it. But here's what you should know. The booster is not a live vaccine, so it can't give you or your baby COVID. If you're pregnant and you do get COVID, you're more likely to have a severe case compared to someone who's not pregnant. The booster can help lower this risk. When you get your booster, your body makes antibodies, and that helps protect you and your baby. Ready to schedule your appointment? Click the link in our bio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The grid. It's being built all around us. We have billions of humans that have been aware of it and begin to stand up against it. We can build our own system.
The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to capture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What did it look like?
Now listen to me carefully. I'm up here very calm because the hour is very late. You don't need me to tell you how much danger we're all in right now. I'm getting chills from the bottom of my feet, the very tip top of my head. We're going to look back on these days as halcyon. Better get right with God. The danger is very great. I can intellectually see it. I can politically research it. I can mathematically equate it. The gut is the connection to God, the mind, the soul, and beyond. And they're getting ready to create a crisis, whether it's a giant terror attack or a cyber attack that cuts the power, to jump the rails fully onto their system. The COVID release was just the training wheels for this takeover. Now, people are waking up. People are speaking out. People are saying no, but not fast enough and not strong enough, because it sounds so crazy to get up here and lay out all these horrible things that are unfolding. But if you don't face the horror, and if you don't realize that submission is death, resistance is victory, then we don't have any hope. But if you simply wake up to the nightmare and admit we're all in trouble, then we can dig out of this together very easily. We have a lot of power, and we have God on our side. Now, I'm not going to do a whole show on this. I've probably done 30, 40 reports. I've had probably 100 guests on about it. But if you go back to the emails that came out from whistleblowers and EcoHealth Alliance 2.5, almost 3 years ago, they said, hey, listen, we were working on a COVID-19 vaccine for a chimeric virus years before this happened, the exact virus. And then there were clips of Peter Daszak admitting it and all of this in 2019 before they did it. You say, why do they do that? Well, later, if it comes out, they say, well, of course, I told you we did. But there's a new clip of the CEO of Moderna, and they put out the same thing as Pfizer's, equivalent of four shots in one. And he said he knew there was going to be a pandemic, and they had the vaccine ready in 2019. Now, we already know that from the documents 2.5 years ago. We broke that. We harped on it. But the issue is, why are they now going around giving speeches and interviews admitting it? Because they know it's coming out now. They know the public's finally ready to face that information. They created the virus. They released it. They created the poison shots. They had them ready. They'd already tested them on animals. They knew it caused heart attacks and myocarditis and blood clots. It's in the 2000 document from the CDC in October predicting everything that happened. And you say, well, why would they admit something like that? Well, there's a lot of good people in the government that are whistleblowers that put those reports out. But also because the system allows that, because it knows it's going to come out later, and they want to act like they were investigating and just weren't sure. So this is sick, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the Moderna CEO.
Little bit into the new variants and subvariants, and I'm going to go with Stefan Bansal. Let's talk about vaccine development, because we've heard how it happened, obviously, with COVID-19 starting from 2022, and how extraordinary the process was also in terms of the speed. How is development, adoption, and scaling of vaccine going on when it comes to different variants and subvariants? Because this is one of the big concerns as we're all here now, and we're discussing, we understand the context, and this is a great deal.
Sure. Good morning, and thank you for having me on the panel. So the great news versus 2020, where we are today, is we have manufacturing capacity. As Seth knows, when the pandemic happened, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year. And I remember walking after Davos into the office of my head of manufacturing, and I say, how we make 1 billion doses next year? And they look at me a bit funny, say, what? I say, we need to make 1 billion doses next year. There's going to be a pandemic.
So Moderna is this whole globalist consortium created right before COVID-19. He says, in 2019, we created X number of doses. He said, how do we make a bunch of money next year? They're just hiding it in plain view in front of everybody like it's hilarious. And what came out 2 weeks ago in the Project Veritas undercover video? Their head of global mRNA, who never even got his medical degree, never finished his residency, never got his degree, in a white lab coat. People said, oh, this guy can't be real. Later you find the videos and photos of him as their global head telling you it's totally safe and effective. And he says to Project Veritas, look, I'm just a salesman. I just lie to people. It's no big deal. I just lie. Yeah, you're hired like Albert Bourla, the head of the company, who used to deliver dogs and cats at a veterinary clinic. And you look at the whole list of who they got up there, they're not even virologists or scientists or geneticists. They're just the front company, as Dr. Peter McCullough said when he was on last week, for the military-industrial complex that already made this and created it in the U.S. and then acted like it came out of the Wuhan lab. They just did that as their cover story. And left it all nebulous, like, oh, it's not out of a lab to hold that over China. Go along what we're doing. You know, do what we say. You're in the New World Order. We released a bioweapon. Just work with us. And we won't say you did it. And China day one said, it's the Pentagon. It came out of the United States, which it did. And I'm not defending Xi Jinping. He certainly used it for a power grab. Now, what else is all over the news? Every day we see the new studies out. Cancer's the highest rate it's ever been, not just in old people or children, but people in their 30s and 40s. COVID-19, ladies and gentlemen. Cancer is striking more people in their late 30s and 40s. Here's what you need to know. Cancer striking more people in their 30s and 40s. Here's what you need to know. Oh, it's just totally normal. Remember 2.5 years ago when the shot started in England? They said, well, it'll look like you have cancer when you go to the oncologist or go to the doctor. don't worry about it. Just don't treat it. Just like, oh, you come in with this really bad cough and cold and can't breathe. Don't give you drugs or don't give you anything to help you. Don't give you therapeutics. Just come back when you're dying. We'll put a ventilator in you and get $50,000+ from the federal government to kill your ass. And the same bounty program was run all over the Western world with the shots were given. This is 100% premeditated on record to test, bringing out a poison, giving it to you, not treating you, killing you, and then sitting back and laughing all the way to the bank and corrupting the entire medical media system in the process. They want to kill us. They want to depopulate us. This is how they do it. And they're testing to see what they can get away with. And remember what Bill Gates famously said. We're taking genetically modified organisms and we're injecting them into little kids' arms. We're shooting them right in the vein. And he goes on to say, we have no idea what it'll do. But Sean Penn says, if someone chooses not to take a COVID vaccine, they should choose to stay home, not go to work, and not have a job. We're going to go to break in about 2 minutes, come back in the second and third hour, and take your phone calls one after another. But I got to most of the stack, and you see how important it is. I got a bunch of other news, and Deus Ex, and then Elon Musk, and the war in Ukraine. It's all coming up. I want to thank you all for your tireless support over the years. I want to thank you all for your prayers. I want to thank you all for allowing us to stay on air. And I want to just encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com because I've been so busy. We're supposed to end this sale on Monday, but I've been so busy just working on stories and reports and financing the operation that I've not had time to go look at our inventory and what we even have to be on sale when this sale ends. So up to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing high-quality products. The Alex Jones is Right emergency sale should end today. I'm going to try for the show to go figure out what we've got and what the new sale will be. But this is as big a sale as we have any time during the year. The last time we had a sale this big was Christmas. It'll be a while until we have one this wide. And a lot of these things are selling out. Immune Support, 40% off ending soon. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra, 50% off ending soon. Multifood, multivitamin. I went from the highest quality sources, 40% off. Vitamin C with zinc, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil. That is so incredible for your mind and your brain and your... People take, like, stimulants to get a brain boost. You ought to try Krill Oil, folks. Take it any time during the day. It's just it's the strongest Krill Oil there is. Fish oil is great, too. We sell high-end, highest-rate fish oil at 40% off as well. And it's selling out, ending soon. But you need to take advantage of that. InfoWarsStore.com. Visit Magnesium back in stock. And the crew tried the new bone broth. And said, man, it tastes like Lucky Charms or something. Yeah, it's amazing. But what really matters is I drink it if it tastes horrible for the effects for your immune system, your bones and joints. Ultimate bone broth, but so much more, like the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.